from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Canadian Mining Expo is underway in Timmins. It's the largest mining trade show outside of Las Vegas. At last night's council meeting, Councillor Joe Campbell welcomed the world to the expo.
In the McIntyre Arena, which incidentally was built by a mining company and sold to the city for $2, and I'm just adding up all the VAT tax that is being brought to Timmins this weekend, so perhaps we could find some to do a conceptual study to improve that facility to be bigger and better yet.
The VAT tax Campbell refers to is the municipal accommodation tax charged on every hotel stay. Part of the revenue goes to tourism projects and promotion in the city. Three recent stunt driving incidents for Timmins police underline the zero-tolerance approach officers are taking on the road. The latest incident was last night on Riverside Drive. A 19-year-old Timmins man was pulled over for traveling 107 kilometers an hour in a community safety zone. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says TPS doesn't mean to be unusually strict or abrupt.
Public safety hangs in the balance here, so we have an obligation to exercise the authorities that we have. That means impounding vehicles and issuing driver's license suspensions.
The impoundment is for 14 days and the license suspension for 30. Included is a summons to appear in court to answer to the stunt driving charge. Nominations close August 19th for the municipal election coming up on October 24th. Most of the members of the current Timmins Council know what they're doing. Two of them, Michelle Bualdo and John Curley, are trying to decide whether to run to return as councillors or go for the mayor's seat. For a rundown of what all eight council members are planning, go to MyTimmonsNow.com. Currency from around the world will be on display on Sunday at the Timmins Museum during a show put on by the Timmins Coin Club. With the international spotlight on Ukraine, publicity director Oris Lariniu says he'll be displaying about 80 banknotes from that country. Some are simply collector notes, but others are in circulation.
They're probably worth between $5 and $10 each easily, anywhere from one hryvnia to 50 hryvnia. The exchange rate is basically about 10 to 1 on a Canadian dollar at this point right now.
There's no admission charge for this show, which runs from 10 Sunday morning until 5 in the afternoon. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.